Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The show is back. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We are Afternoon Drive, and it is a hump day as we get you ready for Shedeur Sanders' first NFL start. That open, courtesy of Mac Robinson on the board. Yes. Who today is dressed like the lead singer of a Christian rock band circa 2003. Jars of Clay, indeed. That's a different band. Maybe Lifehouse. Oh, Lifehouse. Big Lifehouse guy, Mac Robinson. We got Jake Murren doing the I almost said 2020s. We got Jake Murren on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Don't be afraid to hit the like button there. Also doing the producing, Matt Corelli, giving us the 2020s as well. Hi, JP.
Hello. How are you today?
I am very, very blissfully sitting at the epicenter of the sports civil war caused because Shedeur Sanders has a social media presence. I'm just enjoying it. Aren't we all enjoying it? Aren't we all bathed in crap right now?
Yeah, it really felt like Baskin and Phelps were enjoying it today.
I mean, see, that's, guys, you know, the you know what has hit the fan when Jeff and Andy just go 12 rounds with each other on anything that isn't lunch from yours truly.
There was like 75 lines that made me crack up in there. We just disagree on our thought process, as Jeff Phelps seemed about as angry as I've ever seen him look. Oh, you can see him. He is boiling in the video. It's great.
You know what was great about that is I didn't think when Dan Menigan and him were arguing about J.J. Bladé potentially being a Cleveland Guardian.
That's a bad argument, by the way.
I thought that was as mad as you could get Jeff Phelps. And then I saw an hour later and I was like, wow. We've got two topics in the same day that has Jeff Phelps ready to fight. I'm here for it.
And that's really, it's a good measuring stick for where we're at right now. When the two of them are going after it in ways that we just don't see them go after it, we know that we've done something here.
I just will say, I do feel like I'm taking crazy pills some days. Just,
is that right?
Just observing the general conversation about Shedeur Sanders.
Welcome to my world. This has been 9 months of this for me. It's for 9 months I've woke up feeling like I'm taking crazy pills around the topic.
So what's crazy is I'm Switzerland. Like, you have some level of bias on it, which is fine, by the way, because you have been a Shedeur supporter from day one.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to the Morning Boys today, and I listened to Jeff and Andy, and I've listened to everybody talk about it. I listened to Mary Kay on the Brown and Orange podcast, and it was like, we're really just arguing at air. We're not really even arguing with each other anymore.
Well, we're trying to have, the problem in the discussion right now is too many people are trying to have arguments that aren't in good faith. Like, there's no argument you can make that a half of a game of football proved or disproved anything that you believed prior. And so, like, that's the part where I feel like it's tough. Like, in today's day and age, they want you to have takes, they want you to have opinions, they want you to have these big declarative statements right away, and it just doesn't work that way for someone that had made their NFL debut in that type of situation, in that context.
I think that's, like, it's so funny. Like, I don't think there's a lot of sides to the Shedeur expectation, right? Because there is the Shahive that says he's going to wake the world up on Sunday. Other than that, I think a fair amount of people are like, well, he's a fifth round pick and he played poorly on Sunday, so it's probably not going to look great. Like, I didn't even argue whether I thought it was going to be good or bad, because I think it's immaterial. I think the thing I'm hoping for is that it's interesting, that it's exciting, because that's the one thing it hasn't been. I haven't gotten, listen,
and it was for the second half of that game.
Yes, it was absolutely interesting. There were points where it was very bad interesting, and points it was pretty interesting otherwise. But, like, if this is what the conversation is on a Wednesday, God help us, whatever happens on Monday, or whatever happens on Sunday. Because Monday, I remember.
Oh no, but it's proven. It's proven. There's no rational conversation to be had next to any of it. And on top of it, it feels like everyone's already made up their mind anyway. So even if Shador looks good, what's the conversation then? Well, he didn't look good in that half of football. So we're doing the preseason football games all over again. Looked good in the Carolina game, but what happened in that Rams game? And then it becomes a story of what? Inconsistency around Shador? Is that going to be the story on Monday for these people?
I just think what kills me about it is we're just not there. Like, I the idea that no matter what happens on Sunday, it's why I teased you about you kind of jokingly say, I'm back on the eye test game, because it's like, that is how everyone's going to handle Sunday.
Well, that was a joke in and of itself.
No, it was. But no, like, it was. But what
kind of alarmed me that I didn't think you got that right away.
I think the reason is that I'm looking at this game on Sunday and thinking,
I have my scouting hat, guys, on. It says scout right on it.
It does. I mean, the hat doesn't lie.
The hat would never lie.
They don't sell the hat that says scout to just any non-scout. All right? We don't live in a country where lying is possible.
You can't just get those things.
No, you can't have them made.
So I put that on. When I want to scout, I put my scouting hat on and we get after it.
Yeah, Judah Friedlander, who's a comedian, who his whole gimmick is he has hats with different sayings on it or different expressions that he makes. They have to be true.
He didn't just find a lids one day.
Nope.
You earn those hats.
Nope, absolutely.
And also then you earn what your gut tells you to.
That's true.
That's a part of this,
but
what your gut tells you.
What I think is evident, and we're not even, I mean, we're officially now halfway through the week, but we're just getting into this show, is that Shador haters will make the best out of what Shador does on Sunday. Will make the worst out of it. The Shahive will make the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be like three people, but potentially I'm one of them in the middle being like, this is what happened. And then everyone's going to yell at me. And that, which I don't care about because I just don't listen to it. But like,
No, that part of it doesn't really matter either, because it doesn't matter what side you're on. You get told what side you're on anyway.
Oh, that's true. But the amount of
people that in the previous 24 hours have online told me that I think something that I don't is astounding to me. And so it's like we don't even have a chance in this. I've given up on that. People are just going to think whatever they want to think. They're not even taking any of it in.
All right. So what you're saying actually is very freeing, because I just don't care. I just don't. I cannot care about the hoopla around Shador because I really only care about the football. As of right now, he's the starting quarterback in the same way that when Dylan took over, a guy that I had no belief in. I might have 10% belief in Shador as opposed to what you'd have in like the first pick in the draft. I might have 10% belief in Shador.
Mm-hmm.
I got no belief in Dylan. Still wanted him to succeed that first game. Still gave him his flowers he was slightly better than Joe Flacco.
He's still the Browns quarterback. Like, there's a part of that that you should still always root for.
But it doesn't feel like that's going to be possible for 80% of the people having conversations about Shador. I think you will, and I think I will.
Yeah.
Because I think we both were guys who've been conflated with being Shador honks.
And by the way, the entire stretch of this, Nick, what have I always told people? I just need to see more games. Like, we hadn't been able to change my mind because we hadn't seen any games. Once we start seeing games, and once this thing starts going, then we have more evidence to go off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Who knows where this thing ends up going? If it looks anything like the first half last week, it's not going to be a pretty Monday for myself coming in here, but that's the reality of it.
Now, I will say the NFL industrial complex, the NFL media machine, after listening to Albert speak yesterday and take a victory lap on a half of football, I don't know what this kid did. I don't know who he slept with.
I
don't
know
who's whose dad he kicked the cane out from under and he fell tumbling into the streets of Indianapolis.
How many media meetings did he not attend?
And by the way, Albert is hearing, everything Albert's hearing is what people
think.
How
many people's grandpa put a bounty on Shador's dad? I don't know. Like, I don't know these answers. It seems like a lot, though, apparently.
But we can probably get at least one of those answers at 520 when
seems
Ross
like
Tucker
a lot
joins
of people
us.
People have done that, apparently.
But it was just like this idea of there's so many people waiting to tell you, I told you so for Shador. And it's like, I honestly, to rebut what Albert said, where Albert was like, to me, it's like Tebow mania. I honestly have never seen the NFL as a whole root against a kid in the way that they're rooting against Shador.
Yeah.
It is the damnedest thing. And I, like, honestly, from that side of things, the Shahive is right. There are so many well-connected people that have just gotten together and think that this kid is like hiding the cure for cancer and he's just refusing to give it out. That's the way they talk about
There's
it.
There's just a lot that feels so unnecessary around the discourse. And that's the other part of this is that I feel like people like Albert are tired of the conversations and they're tired of just even talking about Shador, yet they're the ones that are consistently bringing up it as well. And so like you are just as guilty, the people in the anti-Shador camp, for keep bringing it up than the people that are in the Shador camp.
I might have to be making at some point today, I might decide to switch from Switzerland to one side or the other. I think it's getting really tough to be Switzerland in a world where it doesn't matter what you believe. People are just going to have screaming arguments about it anyways. I mean, honestly,
okay. I'm curious to find out what you do.
Even with love, like Ken yesterday, I don't know where Ken got any of the tweets that he sent to us about videos we had out there.
I don't know either.
I didn't hear it this morning, so I didn't hear like an extension of that. So the stuff that he said this morning didn't seem to be related to that. But like in the moment, I'm like, what are we seeing here? Because I remember what I said in that segment. I don't remember what you said in that segment. But again, like that's not a criticism of Ken.
But that's the
conversation.
But
now.
It is in a way because it's like the idea that if Ken can't even get the conversation right, how do I expect other people to get the conversation right? Ken's been doing this for a long time. He knows how to listen to what exactly we're saying, what we're not saying. If he's getting the message blurred into what is actually being put out there, then how am I supposed to expect anybody to have the message received correctly?
So, Shador officially named the starter for the Raiders game, and you have a win-win. Is that what I'm understanding?
I think it is a win-win in many ways, and I think parts of the fan base will walk away with a win on Sunday. I'm not saying it's going to just have everybody, this is awesome, this is great, but there's going to be certain pockets of the fan base that is going to feel like it's a win no matter what happens. If they lose the game, the win is attached to the idea that you got better draft positioning. So there will be a whole segment of Browns Twitter, social media, all that stuff that is like, well, at least they did the job. Shador didn't look good, but they got the job done. You're one step closer to a number one pick and a quarterback. The other side of this is if Shador looks good. And then obviously then that's you got a quarterback that looks good in the midst of having one of the worst offensive lines in the sport, wide receivers that don't really know what they're doing, and him looking awesome. So you might have something there. It is a win-win vantage point.
I almost feel like I want everyone in the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat looking at all you guys there. The usual suspects, Bonjour Bob, we got Frank, we got Coinlitos. What'd you say?
TB12 still hanging around there?
TB12 forever.
I like
Raul
that guy.
Havana.
I like that guy. He really goes for it, doesn't he?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many. I'm forgetting the name because it's not right in front of me. The point is.
Jim.
Them too.
Yeah.
And everybody who's going to be tweeting at us during the show, at Nick Wilson says, and at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
You got really quiet for your Twitter handle.
I almost think everybody just has to go on the record and say, my name is blank and I am a Shahater or I am a supporter. I'm a member of the Shahive. I almost need that.
I know, but it does feel like if you're going to, and like, I don't know what you're going to do. You haven't told me if you're going to become part of the Hive or become a hater. I'm not sure. But becoming a member of the Hive now, I think that's a bold play. I like it. I'll appreciate it. I like that you're going down this road, if this is the road that you go down. But it does kind of feel like the lowest amount of time to buy into it. And so it's like, I think it'd be appreciated by the Hive.
Mm.
I think you'll earn almost like 3x points of being trying to indoctrinate into this if you actually choose coming into the Hive.
All I'm going to say is I think everybody should just be out on the record. We should have tweets about it. There should be a paper trail. There should be like a list.
Yeah. I thought we were at max capacity is what I'm trying to say here. I I thought the Hive was at max capacity. There weren't many people really knocking down the door to be like, after that game, I want to come in now. I want to find my way into the Hive. But kind of like playing in Squid Games, the one game where you got to close door with enough people in there.
With squids?
No. That's people. It's a real thing.
Oh, okay.
How you have not paid attention to that in any sort of way is amazing to me.
But when do the squids come in?
They don't come in. It's people.
Okay, but they're games for squids.
Yeah, it's not a great name.
Okay.
I need to work on the naming of this.
Okay.
People games, I heard, didn't have the same ring to
they
it.
They just sit around like eat calamari? Is that what it is?
No.
I'd play that game.
That's just me on a Thursday.
Yeah.
But... like, that game will open the door for you. We'll kick the door open. We'll let you in.
216-474-0092. Weeks ago, we gave everyone a chance. If you're a Gabriel Gobbler, say it out loud and say it proud. Today, I ask, if you're going to call in the show, if you're going to tweet at the show, the first thing I need to know is, are you a Shador hater or are you a Shador supporter? 216-474-0092. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com at 3:20 as she joins us every single Wednesday at 3:20. John Fanta, little surprise here, John. Cleveland's own NBC Sports at 4 o'clock today. Ross Tucker. Many have accused him of being a Shahater. Well, he joins us at 5:20. He's going to be on the Browns-Raiders call this Sunday. It's a 4 o'clock game because we sure needed another one of those. We'll get to Ross at 5:20, but 216-474-0092. JP says this is a win-win for Browns fans. Does this game feel like a win-win for Cleveland Browns fans? And further proof that the Shador discourse is tearing apart this city. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.